Listen again.
音声をもう一度聞き、読み上げられた英語の質問に英語で答えなさい。
Many doctors know the story of Mr. Wright. In 1957, he was diagnosed with cancer and given only days to live. He had tumors the size of oranges. He heard that scientists had discovered a new medication, cribozin, that was effective against cancer.He begged the doctor to give it to him. His physician, Dr. Philip West, finally agreed. After Wright had been given an injection on a Friday afternoon, the doctor found his patient out of his deathbed. The tumors, the doctor wrote the following Monday, had melted like snowballs on a hot stove. 2 months later, Wright read a newspaper article that cribozin was a fake drug.His condition immediately got worse again. Don't believe what you read in the papers, the doctor told Wright. Then he injected him with what he said was a new, super-refined, double-strength version of the drug. Actually, there was no drug, just a mix of salt and water. But again, the tumors melted. Wright was the picture of health for another 2 months until he read an official report.Saying that cribozin was worthless. He died 2 days later. This story has been ignored by doctors for a long time, dismissed as one of those strange tales that medicine cannot explain. The idea that a patient's beliefs can make a fatal disease go away has been thought of as too strange. But now scientists are discovering.That the placebo effect is more powerful than anyone had ever thought. They are also beginning to learn that some body reactions are really caused by what the brain expects to happen next.
Question number one.
Why did Mr. Wright beg the doctor to give the new medication to him?
Question number two.
When did Mr. Wright's condition get worse again?
Question number three.
According to the speaker, how can the patient's belief affect a disease?